Let's say a lady dies, but she has shichva zera inside her. Now, what's the lacha? Miyar minadu, we say, kivan the layistasar, since this zera-like of the husband didn't start to form yet into a baby yet, is kigufa dami. Therefore, it's not considered like we had before, swar by the uber, that that's aiming to go out, so it's not called part of the isha. Here it wasn't formed yet, it's just a pure shichva zera in her body. So therefore, it's kigufa, it's called like part of her body. I tell you, says shalai noitzer avlada bayin. The kid wasn't born yet. The goof in the mother's stomach. Shriya ain't safe for different shemenu. So it's not oima to go out. So therefore, it's still like part of a body. Or dilma, maybe still no. Kivon de miyal makosiloi. But since it didn't come from her body, it came from her husband. So therefore, maybe it's not called like part of her body. So now, when her body rots away, it's still like the shechvas there was also rotting away. And that's called like something else here. Therefore, there's no tumas rekev. That's also a shiloh. Vaita. Boyi Rapop has a shout like this. Pirsha maho. His pirsha means the junk inside the body. He didn't go to Veskisa before. So you have the gdolim inside his body. Maho, what's the nani died? What's the locha? Kivon de loy mekaimi but loy ochlo. Since a person can't live without eating, so the junk that comes out, chiyusu, that's called part of your body. And that's the way your body works. A body eats food and lets out excrement. So it comes out later, but when it's in the body, it's still called part of the body. That's the way the body works. So therefore, when it rots away, it's called part of the mace. And it's not considered like something else was here, but it's only all called part of one mace that it would have to misrekiv. Or Dilma, maybe not. Honami miyal miyasi. This is also not considered part of the body. Like the food comes from outside. So true, the part that gets dissolved in your blood system and nourishment, that avad is part of your body. But the junk that comes out, that's like still like an extension of the food. And the food came from outside your body, so maybe this is also called like outside the body, that's not called part of a goof. So when it rots away, it's called something else is rotting away with the mace, that takes away tumas rekev. So that's also a suffix in the Gemara. Boyi ravacha b'rei d'ravika. He asks a question like this. Oiroi mahu. What's the loch of skin? Is oiroi mahu, so Toys learns, oiroi mahu shiyasiku golin. Or else another shayler is, boi rafuna bar manayach. Keichoi v'niya mahu. The spit, or the stuff you have in your nose, of the mace, and it rots away with the mace. What's the loch of? Is that called like something else or not? So he says, but mahu shiyasiku golin. So is these things considered like something else as part of the mace? Or else not? And she means this part of the skin, same with the kamuf. Rashi is like a mash means not gur skin. It's gur, all one thing. It means only the keichai v'neye. Only the spit and the what's inside, the junk. So all these are shallows. Do these things rot away with the mace? Is it called part of the mace or not? So Gemara says, oh, malay rab shmuel, barach rab popom, vi sakotat, if you're going to tell me that kol hani de komar, heavy gugolim, if you could tell me all these things in the body, it's considered like strange part of the body, that when it rots away, it's called like something else is here with the mace, that it has tum, it has tor, and has no tumas rekev. If so, rekev tumetam echem ishkagas lo. How are you going to find a clean mace that has tumas rekev? Like it come out to every body, has inside of some excrement, has some tsayer inside it, has some phlegm inside it, has some stuff in the nose. Like, I'll have some skin on it. Like, how are you going to tell me if all these things, like, sit like strange particles, that when it rots away, it's called like something else is in the mace? So how are you going to ever have this case, the Chiddush, of Tumas Rekev? How do you ever have a pure mace? That this should be a shayla, this should be pushing the shayla, that these things are called part of the mace? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, it could be the Mishkachas, the Gemara Mishkachas law, the Ashkayim made the kolam. They made him drink this made the kolam. And the sach yonashin, they rubbed his body with certain type of powder that takes off the skin. The shalke the maitreya, and they cooked him up. They washed him out and maitreya that he has no more junk in his body. The Torah says the ashkayim made the kolim the armina perch from the shrotzim. Nine made the kolim trade dikli ikav amosam after two type of palm trees there V'nofet mi'ayna demaya mi'benayu, and a well comes out between the two of them. And kostikam merafe vidach meshalshus. Kissed, if you drink this, it makes you go. So the person before he died drank this stuff and cleaned him out, so he has no tzoy inside his body. So it could be such a body would have tumas rekiv. If he took like Axlak says before he died, and he cleaned himself out before he died, so that would be a good case. The person took this before he died, that cleaned out his body. So there was no junk inside his body. And also the sach yanashia, the pirush rashi lahoshir asar, it takes off all the hair. So they took off all the hair or the skin that was supposed to like falling off of the body was taken off. You rub yourself with this type of nashia, type of powder. And v'sholk v'meitraya tchila koydim shesocha b'nashia lashir sar harosh v'sar aguf hadei shesocha nashir nashrim. Kissed, you clean yourself first, then you put this powder on you, that took off all the extra hair or the extra skin of the body. So kissed, it's possible that maybe only in this case would there be tumas rekiv. But in a normal nase that didn't clean him out so much like this, maybe there won't be a tumas rekiv. So therefore we still have these shaylos. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Naktinan, we learn, we take on that mace, sheh toichnoi, a mace that was ground up, Eimla Rekiv, has no Tumas Rekiv on it. If you ground up the mace and then it rotted away, that doesn't have Tumas Rekiv. Rekiv has to be that the whole body by itself disintegrated, rotted away by itself, and not that first you were Tochev, you chopped up the body. Iboilihu, Tochnoi, you chopped it up, V'chozna V'hirkuv, and then you don't just have the chopped up stuff. That was the first Gemaristus. If you stand chop it up, that chopping up has no tumas rekiv. But what about if you grind it up, true, but then you let it melt, you let it rot away, you let it disintegrate, and it comes in tofa-like. So it does rot away. So what's the law of maho? Does it have tumas rekiv or not? That's called tochnoi v'choz v'hirkiv maho. Midiu time el diiko bos to begin to be at tumas. What's the tumas rekiv if the rotting away part of a flesh and the bones and the veins of the mace? Well, you can have it here. What do I care if you grind it up first? But the mace, you have all these three things are here. You have ground up flesh, bones, and the veins. So now that they rot away, maybe they would have too much rekiv. Or Dilma, maybe no, Kibriyosa bina maleka. The mace has to rot away the way it was created, Kibriyosa, the way it was born, the way it was by itself, and not to be crushed up, not to be ground up. It has to be it right of the way, the way a mace was, a mace sholem, and not if you grind it up. So that's a teiku in the Gemara. Right, the Tony Ula Bar Chanina. Mace shechosar, you have a mace that's missing something, that means it was buried. The whole body was not buried together. Ein la rekif. It doesn't have tumas rekiv, even though part of it now rots away, it has no tumas rekiv. For leit fusa, it doesn't have the loch, like we'll see later, when a mace dies in the street, its toughest means it owns the place. You're supposed to bury it right there. So if only a part of the mace, it doesn't have a dim tfusa, it doesn't take over the ground. I tell you, so the kama perek akusim, ha moitzi mace v'dera kadarka noitalim at vin tfusasai. The crew of forsha shenoitel kolofer tichuach, you'll have to take the bottom three tfachim of the ground, three esbois of the ground with you. Like the ground that the mace is laying on is as if the mace owns that ground. And the three esbois worth of the ground underneath him belongs like to the mace. That's called tfusa. He like chaps it, he grabs it. But if you have a mace that's chosar, he doesn't have this halacha. It doesn't have lachida, but kfura veitachvaris. But this is a locha later, when you bury mason, three mason together, it has a locha like a basak varus. And the locha is then, you have to bury them, dalar amas away, at shmoy namas, so a locha is later by the basak varus. Kids, if you bury, it has different nukhus tumr also. We'll see later in the samach dalar about it. But I call upon him, it doesn't have the locha of a shchunas kavurus, a basak varus, if the mace was buried, the chosa.
Alright, turn over.
you may have a kasha like this. Yeah. Lo yim amarta, it says Allah in Idiyas, lo yim amarta b'meis, sheyesh loy roiv, in the case we have roiv of the bones, for roiv or else a quarter of it, or a revius, oy mole tarvet rekev, else you only have a spoonful of the rekev, of the rotten part of the mace. That tiyom of a chayim, mashenke by live person, shein loy doesn't have these halachas, loy roiv, for loy roiv are not a quarter, loy mole tarvet rekev. That's what it says. What are we talking about here? The Yarkiv Chad Eiver, we're talking about the Chura, that it says by Echa, you don't have Tumas Rekiv. What does that mean? Even though the person is alive, one of his limbs started to rot away, Rechmonis. So it says even though his foot rotted away, it doesn't have Tumas Rekiv. So tomorrow, the Kavos Gabi Mace, but it's Mashma, this is only by Echa. But if it happens to a Mace, Afilu Chad Eiver, Rika Rekiv. Even if you only have one limb, one leg, if it rots away, it has too much rekiv. So it's not like we just said, it's not like Ula Bar Chanina, that says a Meisha Chosar does not have too much rekiv. So Gemara says, no, Mi Katoni HaMeis, does it say the opposite way that a Meis would have this too much rekiv? Hokamashman, this is the Chiddush it says here, that Shum Meis Yesh La Rekiv. Any type of a Meis, if you have the whole Meis there, it has too much rekiv. Shum Chai Ein La Rekiv. But no type of running away of a chai has tumas rekiv. But enachlami, the loch is by a mace is, when does the mace have tumas rekiv? Only if you have the whole body there. But if you only have one part of the body, even though it rots away, it does not have tumas rekiv. Tumas rekiv has to be from a mace, shalom. Boy, Rav gets a question like this. Hirkev kishu chai. Let's say the body started to rot away when the person was still alive. A part of his body started to rot away. The chazru meis, and then the person died, and the rest of the body rotted away. Mahu, what's the locha? Does it have tumas rekiv now or not? Ki gemiru rekiv, the yirkav kishu meis. Maybe the only time we have this halacha that the rekiv, the running away part, is tamei, only if the whole thing came from a meis. The body first started to rot away after it died. But here that it started to rot away when it was alive, maybe that takes away from Tumas Rekiv. So it's called like Nasla Gugolim. It's like something else was buried with the mace that doesn't have Tumas Rekiv. Oy Dilma, maybe, Hashtumiyu HaMais. No, it's all one body. And now this body is dead. So now that the thing is running away, what do I care if some part of it rotted away before? So what? But now the mice, you have the whole body here, and the whole body is running away. So maybe it still has Tumas Rekiv. That's the Shaila. Toshma coming here. Again, as Bryce before, lo yim amarta, wasn't that we said that the mace, sheyesh lo roiv, it has a tumah, yesh lo roiv. When you have roiv minion of the body, of the atzomois, or else for roiva akav has tumas mace on it, or mole tarvet rekiv. Or else if you have a spoonful of the rekiv part of a mace. Tiyama b'chai, the chai doesn't have this. Now, taima mishum chai. Why doesn't it have the tumah on it? Because the person's alive. Mashma hameis, but as soon as he dies, yesh lo rekiv. Even though part of the body rotted away when he was alive, but it's only natame calls the man he's alive. But mashma, as soon as he dies, it would have tumas rekiv. So Mar says, no, you have no proof. Mi katani, does it say here clearly, hameis, if he would die the way it is now, it would have tumas rekiv. Maybe yoko mashma, it's only come to teach us that the shum meish yesh lo rekiv. There is a type of a mace that has tumas rekiv. Maybe if the whole thing rotted away only after it died. But it's also teaching us that shum chai ain la rekiv. There's no type of a chai, any type of a body that rots away when it's alive, does not have tumas rekiv. But you have no proof to say that later when it dies, it will get tumas rekiv. Maybe since the first part that rotted away was when he was alive, so that does not have tumas rekiv. And later when he dies, the rest of the body also can't have tumas rekiv. Because it's considered like something else is mixed in here. So we still have the Shaila. Boyi Rav has the Shaila like this. Nemola Shechosru Mahu. A Nemola, a man came and took away some part of the mace. But Tay says, Yama Perak Elohein Aloikin. Hoicho Nemola Chayiv Olei Becholshu. If you didn't answer, you chayiv for that. Afo Pi Shein Vakazayis. Omi Boyi Lei Im Nikzitsu Ragleho. Shadayim yichol lechayis, for adayim shem ber yoleho.
So Nushal now. Boy Robin, the Mola Shechos, Nushal now. You have an ant, none do a mace. You have an ant. So the ant is dead by itself, it has tumma to it. And if you eat it, you like it. If you have an ant now, Shechos Ramaho, one leg is missing. So what's the locha? Shiur Gemirin Lo Vachosar. Maybe you have to have a shear. Namala means the whole namala. And if you eat an ant that's missing one leg, you didn't eat the whole ant. So you wouldn't be like for it. I bury a gemira lavika. Maybe the main part is that it has to have a barrier. It's called one whole thing. And even though it's missing a leg, it's still called a barrier. Like Tai says, Mi Arminin Shiura Gemira Kleima. Shalema Bibaria. For a chosr, it has to be mamish 100% complete. And here it's missing a leg. Or Dilma Bari Gemira Law. Vevila Sheretz Hoyle Dayan Rulachayas. I don't care if one leg goes off it. But since the mice can live the way it is, it's called a barrier. But the ant is still alive right now. And so maybe the vort of an ant is Kozman, it's alive. It has tumma to it. If you eat it, you like it. Because that's a chivas of a barrier, it's not a creature. So maybe the aside of a barrier creature is the fact it's alive. Any small living thing is called a creature. Even though it's less than a kazayas, you're over there there if you eat it. Or else maybe no. Maybe the shear of an amala, true, you don't need a kazayas, but it has to mamish be shalom with all its pieces. Now if you're missing even one leg of it, maybe it doesn't have a shear to be over the lab of eating it. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Yeah, I bury Gemira Lavika and you have the summer of Yehuda, Midistagra, Tashiman, Pasa Behem, Yachab Kul Amlai Behem, Yemen Yachab Mixas, Amlai Behem, Chesta, Jinegum, Yachigi, Mixas, and I'll stop here. Listen again tomorrow. He holds Nachnun Beis Amar Aleph. He just lets Kumar say over again. Last Gemara Nachnun Aleph from the Beis was that the Boyi Rav has the last two lines. Boyi Rav has the question like this: Namala Shechosra Mahu. If you eat an ant, a namala that's missing, are you over the Easter or not? So even though twice brings down the Gemara Makis says Hoichel Namala Chayiv Ule B'Cholshu. If you eat an ant, you chayiv malchus, even though it's a kolshu, it's a small, less than a kazayis. Still, now the shayla is, what about if it's missing a leg, are you still chayiv or not? What's the shayla? Shiyura gemirulo v'ochosar, is the chiddush by an amala, even though it's less than a kazayis, but you need a koponim, the whole shear of the namala, you need a complete ant, and if something is missing from it, you're not chayiv if you eat it. So if a leg is missing, even though it could live without its leg, still you're not chayiv. V'achoser, oy beriy gemira lo, v'ika. The other side is no. That is the Torah's mechadish. If you eat in the mola, you get malchus. Is because it's called a beriy. It's a creature. It means something that can live. There's this thing that can live. If you eat it, you're chayiv for it. So even if it's missing a leg, so what? Lamaisa could still live. So it's still called a beriy. So maybe if you eat it, you're chayiv. That's the shalom.